1,500 miles apart, crews are building what will become the two cleanest coal-fired plants in North America. They will use carbon capture and sequestration, or CCS as it's called. It captures the CO2, transports it, and buries it underground. In Saskatchewan Province, Canada, Boundary Dam is doing a retrofit to its existing plant, and in Mississippi, the Kemper County Energy Facility is brand new and will go online in May. Both will have the technology the U.S. EPA plans to require for all new plants. Last month, when speaking at the National Press Club, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said CCS is a necessary step to address a public health challenge.
We must meet our moral obligation for the next generation and be stewards of our precious natural resources. It's those resources that provide the foundation for our health, for our well-being, and yes, for our economy.
Right now, coal-fired plants don't have to abide by these cleaner standards. It could be a couple of years before the proposal becomes a requirement, and energy companies are already threatening to sue. Here's how CCS works. A scrubbing process captures the exhaust and mixes it with a solution. That solution absorbs the CO2. The solution is later reused. The CO2 is compressed, put in a pipeline, transported, and then injected into the ground. That's what will happen in Canada. Norman Secuda is with the Petroleum Technology Research Center.
Our new project, the CO2 will be captured from the Boundary Dam coal-fired plant and shipped only about 1.5 kilometers away and injected in the same way. It's going to be compressed, so it will be in a liquid state, and it will be a liquid-like state. We don't want to say it's a liquid because it's under pressure, and will be injected into the reservoir at about 3.4 kilometers down.
The reservoir is a deep saline aquifer. Canada is no stranger to the storage part of CCS. The aquifer is near the Weyburn Carbon Dioxide Storage Project. For 13 years, it has stored CO2 from a North Dakota energy company for enhanced oil recovery. At one time, there was concern the CO2 was leaking. Secuda's company handled the investigation and determined the CO2 in the soil was naturally occurring.
We've been doing research for 13 years at Weyburn. It's now largely concluded. There may be an additional phase of research coming up, but at the moment, you know, we published a best practices manual in 2012 that kind of goes through all the things that need to be measured and monitored in a CO2 storage project. After 13 years, we can safely say that there has been no leakage of CO2 at that site.
Secuda says the key is to have various measurement and monitoring tools where you can see what the CO2 is doing underground. Howard Herzog is a senior research engineer with MIT's Energy Initiative and has been studying the best strategies to scale CCS up. He says no commercial power plant in the world is doing carbon capture and sequestration as part of their normal business operations. He says CCS amounts to government-supported demonstrations in Norway, Algeria, Germany, and Japan.
Right now, just like in the U.S., there has been no policy to really create markets for this technology. So all of these projects are basically somewhere between research and commercial, but they all need subsidies from the government to be able to finance them.
And right now, Herzog says, the process is slow.
There's a lot of promising things in the pipeline, but it takes time for them to come out. And without the policy creating markets, it slows down the process.
Attorney Jeff Homestead, a former EPA official under President George W. Bush, represents energy companies. He says the EPA's new proposal is premature by as much as 10 years because the technology is not adequately demonstrated. And Homestead says the EPA's estimate of installing the new technology would increase the cost of a new plant by 60% to 80%.
Even technologies to reduce pollutants that have real immediate impacts, health impacts for people living around the plants, the most expensive have increased the cost of a new plant by somewhere in the neighborhood of 5% to 10%, and that was considered to be pretty aggressive.
His concerns include cost, safety, lack of impact on global warming, and the amount of energy it takes to capture the gas, an estimated 30% of the output of the plant. Norm Secuda thinks energy companies need some type of revenue stream to make it worthwhile.
But I do think that it's a project that the rest of the world is watching and really needs to watch in order to see if in the long term this kind of CCS value chain is worth it. It certainly is where you have a CO2 sale potential. I don't know, given current regulatory issues, whether or not widespread CCS can happen without some form of tax being in place.
The University of Kentucky just received a $3 million federal grant to figure out a way to cut the costs of capturing and storing carbon dioxide. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.